Two young fathers are shot to death outside an iconic Utah restaurant.
I said, your dad has been hurt really bad.
The grief was disorienting for those left behind, until one choice changed everything.
I just remember writing this letter, and it wasn't me writing it.
Can a personal decision shape generations?
We're all falling for this guy's trick.
I'm Amy Donaldson. Season 2 of The Letter, Ripple Effect, is available now. Follow us at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to the KSL Real Estate Show. Hear updates on the national and local Utah real estate markets. We cover residential and commercial properties. Plus, get inspiring ideas to make your house a home from our sponsor, Osmond Designs. Here's Heather Osmond and Jeff Kaplan on KSL News Radio.
Welcome to the KSL Real Estate Show. We thank you for joining us. I'm Jeff Kaplan. Heather Osmond is here from Osmond Designs. Her stores are in Lehigh and Orem.
Yes, we have two retail stores, one in Orem and one in Lehigh. And of course, we love to sell furniture. We also offer interior design services. But in my industry, I have the opportunity to meet some of the coolest people in the entire United States. And one of them is on the show with us today. His name is David Haydad. He is from Trinidad, Colorado. He's one of our furniture reps for Universal Furniture, which is one of the national brand furniture brands in the industry, truly one of the top industry brands. We're going to start by learning more about Universal's background, its history, and what sets it apart in the furniture world. But first, David, I want you to tell all of our KSL friends a little bit about yourself and your role with Universal Furniture.
Well, first, Heather, really thank you for letting me be here and spend some time with you and Jeff and giving you an idea of what Universal is doing as a company. And you're right, we are one of the industry leaders and really in design and also in technology and a lot of different aspects that we can go over a little bit later. But talk to you a little bit about myself. And it's kind of an interesting story. I was born into the furniture industry. My parents owned a furniture store in Southern Colorado. So my first job was dusting end tables and delivering furniture as a little kid or a young teenager. And they had the business there for about 50 years. I went to Colorado State University. I'm sure that's going to be really popular with all the Utah fans here in this area.
Yeah, let's go.
So went to Colorado State University, got my degree there, went back to the furniture store for a couple of years, then had an opportunity becoming a rep on the road, and been doing that really for the whole rest of my career. I've been a rep in the really intermountain states, Colorado, Utah, Wyoming, Montana, Idaho. So doing that, I've been with Universal for about a year now, and really fortunate to be with them as a company, like you said, the industry leader, and great to work with people like you and all the great designers and retailers in the area.
For our listeners who may not be familiar, give us an overview of Universal Furniture as a company.
Yeah, that's a great question. Universal has been in business for about 70 years. Originally, they were coming out of North Carolina and have had a long tradition of manufacturing. And over the last probably 10 to 15 years, they've become a little more of a global resource or global manufacturer. And what they're doing right now is we provide a whole home environment. So really anything from seating, obviously sectional sofas, dining, bedroom, accent tables. So really the whole home idea is really what they're doing. And in that idea, they do a lot of different mixed media. What that means is bringing in wood or stone, obviously marble, some metal into different looks and different aspects. So it's really kind of a nice mixture and a kind of a little wide breadth of product that they bring in. And in that manufacturing aspect, they bring in some, they do some things domestically, and they also do things some from all over the globe.
It's incredible what Universal has been able to accomplish. I feel like they've grown so much in just a short amount of time. They've been in business for a long, long time, but there are some things that set Universal Furniture apart from other national brands in the marketplace. Let's talk a little bit about that. For me, it's the style. Mm-hmm. They have some of the most innovative, most beautiful, up-to-date, fashion-forward styles.
Right.
And number two for me is their price point. Absolutely fair, really, really great prices for the quality that they offer. Will you talk a little bit about both of those?
Sure, and you're exactly right. They offer great design, great fashion-forward design. They work with a lot of people that either design the product, people that work for Universal or outside designers that they get inspiration from, and they bring that into, you know, again, a very great price point product. The quality that they offer and some of the, like I mentioned earlier, some of the materials that they bring in are really great looks, and they put them together in either a room setting or an individual piece, and they really do give you some really great quality. And again, like you mentioned, it's a really good point. They give you a very reasonable pricing, and that's really where a competitive advantage that Universal has as opposed to some other manufacturers is we really are concerned about the consumer and making sure that they can have a great looking house, have the great design that they want, and really fit within, you know, their budget or whatever their price points are looking at. So we really try to do that. And then in to kind of round that all out is they really do bring out a lot of color, and you probably see that when you go to the product shows in High Point, North Carolina. They have a great fabric assortment. They bring in great colors. They're always, again, on the kind of the leading edge of the color line or kind of trend. And yeah, they do a really good job of putting it all together. And again, I know you've been to the High Point showroom and you kind of see it all together. It's kind of hard to see maybe in a catalog or on the website. They do a great job, but when you're in a showroom, it's 125,000 square feet, you get to see all of it, and it's really pretty impressive.
And you offer customization, which I think is what's very, very unique about Universal Furniture. So there's always those case pieces, right? So dining season's coming up and you need a dining table and you need a coffee table or an end table. And of course, those are in stock, which is another great point is you don't usually have to wait 8 weeks for those, which I love that about Universal Furniture. It's ready to ship immediately.
Exactly.
And so that's great for the case pieces. However, a lot of the upholstery and the bedroom, you can oftentimes select your own fabric. And in Utah, we love performance fabrics. We need it to be cleanable. We have right. kids, we have husbands, we have wives, we have animals, and we want our furniture to look beautiful and stylish, but it also needs to last. And we need to be able to spill our Diet Cokes and, you know, the little baby bottles and all the right. good things. And Universal Furniture does that.
We really do. We bring a great, very usable, very functional furniture. And you're great. You're right about the customization. You really are able to choose what fits your environment, size-wise, look. You're able, like I mentioned earlier about color, you're able to fit what your color is. So it is really a great option, a lot of different options that you can bring in and really fit what you want, how you want your house to look and to your personal taste. And then in addition to that, like you said, this is not furniture for museums. This is actually furniture to be lived on. So the performance fabrics are very important. The quality that we bring in into the frame, the springs and the cushions to be able to last for, you know, kids and families and animals and pets and everybody that lives in the house. It's not just it's not your grandmother's furniture that used to have the plastic the plastic on it and you couldn't sit on it. We definitely want you to enjoy and use this furniture for years to come.
Another thing I love about Universal Furniture is just the diversity that you have within all of the different collections. So Utah, we have large homes. I hear that all the time from out-of-state clients. Your homes are so big
right
here.
There.
And the scale of Universal Furniture and some of their collections is perfect for that. Mm-hmm. But we also have starter homes. We have condos. We have townhomes. We do model homes at Osmond Designs for a lot of builders. And they really do need smaller scaled furniture. Let's talk about some of your best known collections and pieces.
Sure. And and that's really very important these days because what we're seeing is a lot of people are downsizing. The empty nesters are going into smaller apartments, townhouses, but they still want, again, the way they want their look and they want functional furniture. So we do offer a wide variety of different sizes. One thing that we're finding out right now is, again, smaller space furniture is very, very popular. And that's a great thing. We have something called You Choose, which is a upholstery program where you get to choose your arm, you get to choose your size of sofa, you get to choose your leg, obviously the finish of your the finish that's on the leg of the furniture, and then also all the fabrics that you have. So those You Choose programs, which is part of our special order program, is really, really popular. That's actually probably one of the most popular programs right now we have on the upholstery side. On the case goods side, we have a couple of new collections called Griffith Park and Dwell, and those are much more casual in style, and they have a little bit more of a rustic feel to it. So it's a really nice combination for, you know, this Intermountain area that we do have a really good look and a little bit modern look, not necessarily a real traditional look, but does have some of the rustic elements in there that really people really like.
So your finishes are absolutely stunning. It's one of my favorite things about your company is you really take time to make sure that they have some character and some depth and some texture to them.
That's really important for you. Want to have furniture that looks like that looks, again, have that natural feel to it and have that great finish. And one thing that we're seeing in finishes is that it's more of a subtle finish now. That's kind of the trend that we're seeing. That'll always change because trends are always changing. But we're really seeing that a little more of a matte finish instead of some of the high sheen that we've seen in the past. And again, that also is by region. You're going to look at, go to the East Coast and the West Coast, they're going to have a little bit more of that brighter sheen, where here it's going to be a little bit more of that toned down finish.
For sure. And you have something that my mom would love. You have something that I would love, and you have something that my daughters love. And to be able to cross all those generations and have something that fits for each and every one of us is so unique in this industry. We've learned a lot about the history and foundation of Universal Furniture. Coming up next, we'll talk with David about where the company is headed and what's on the horizon for this major national brand. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. You're listening to the KSL Real Estate Show.
We're back with the KSL Real Estate Show, sponsored by Osmond Designs on KSL News Radio.
Welcome back to the Real Estate Show. We're glad you're listening. I'm Jeff Kaplan. Heather Osmond is here from Osmond Designs. Her stores are in Orem and Lehigh.
Yes, they are. And it's fall in our stores. It's beautiful. It's probably my favorite season besides Christmas, of course. But I love the coziness of fall. I love all the big throw pillows and the blankets and all the coziness of, you know, even the candle scents are better. So come check out our store. If you're driving around today, stop by Lehigh, stop by Orem. The entire store is an additional 20% off the lowest mark price. And today only, all of the yellow sale tags are an additional 30% off. So come bring your trucks and trailers, and it's in stock. You can take it out today. We're really excited about that. Today, I am so happy to introduce to you one of my friends. His name is David Haydad. He's with Universal Furniture all the way from Trinidad, Colorado, to be with us on the KSL Real Estate Show. And if you are just joining us, in the previous segment, we talked about Universal Furniture, which is the brand that you represent. It's one of the top manufacturing brands in the entire country. And they are always on the leading edge of trends and things that are going on in the country. We're getting ready for Furniture Market. Mm-hmm. High Point, North Carolina is just coming up in October. What sneak peeks do you know that you can share with us about Universal Furniture's vision for maybe their introductions that they're doing, or their vision for the future in just the furniture industry in general?
The great thing about Universal is that they do have a vision of where they want to go and what they want their furniture to look like. And that really does give them a lot of purpose in what they're doing and bringing to market. So what we're doing in October is bringing out kind of an expansion of what we've done in the past, of bringing out a little bit more of a modern casual look that's been very, very popular. We're kind of seeing that across the country. And then also what we're also doing is expanding our domestic production and upholstery. Like we talked about earlier about the customization, that is something that people really are liking. We're seeing in the industry that the trends of special order, what we would call special order in the industry, is where you actually get to pick your fabric and pick your size, as opposed to buying something that's already kind of pre-made for you. That is really increasing. So we're really trying to make that more of an emphasis in the line and having more of a more options for your customers to come in and, again, get exactly what they want, the way that looks, the colors they want, and the comfort they want.
And no one wants the same thing that seven of their neighbors have.
Right.
Right? So that's where those big box stores are, I believe, really miss the mark, is they buy 500 or 1,000 of the same sofa or the same dining table, and then you see it in, you know, all your neighbors' homes. What's great about Universal Furniture is they do offer customization. So even if you were to choose the same style, you can have a different fabric, you can have different pillows, and it feels entirely different. And a lot of this is not at any extra expense. It's kind of like In-N-Out Burger, where you do make them to order. So there is a little bit of a lead time, but it's pretty quick, wouldn't you say?
It is. It really is. The lead time is about 6 to 8 weeks to you, to your home, to your customer's home. And it really, that's about normal for the industry. the great thing about it, like you mentioned earlier, is that you do have that customization. You do have the chance of being able to pick what you want. And really what we're seeing is that a person may really change a sofa, or they may change a whole room. And it's funny how just a couple pieces, either, again, the whole room, obviously you're changing the whole look of the house. That is a great way of having a whole different environment. But just a few pieces here and there, a couple accent chairs, a couple accent tables, a couple of consoles here and there. And that really just changes the whole environment. So it's a great way. Universal provides, again, that whole home environment, or you want a couple different pieces just to accent or change your look. That's really a great way of doing it. So they do a great job of that.
They really do. And in Utah here, we're just coming off the Parade of Homes, or the Showcase of Homes, if you are talking about the Park City area, where you walk into people's homes and it just is so beautiful. It looks like it just came out of a magazine, right, out of Houzz, out of Pinterest. Oftentimes people don't have the budget to redo their entire home, but you can, with Universal Furniture, choose some chairs. You can choose a new ottoman. You can choose a sofa, a new bed, a new nightstand. You do have these entire collections that all coordinate. So it's not matchy-matchy, but it's beautiful.
Exactly. And you're exactly right. You know, you look at these houses and you go to, like you said, some of the places that we have on the internet or social media, and these houses, you know, look like a dream house, which they are, honestly, some cases. But you can have that in your home. And again, with your great talent and your team, Heather, I know they can provide that service of giving you some ideas of how to make that, do it within their budget.
Have you seen any sneak peek of the upcoming launches or trends that will be showcased at High Point this year?
So it's kind of funny. In the furniture industry, everyone's really kind of closer vests until kind of High Point and pre-market, which is in about a month. So they really don't give you a lot of ideas. But one thing that we are seeing, and this is more of a color trend, and you're probably seeing this in your store from other vendors, is deep greens, deep blues, colors coming back. It's funny. Gray has been a very popular color over the last 10 or 15 years. That's trending down a little bit. We're seeing that's kind of changing into more of a graphite or black color as opposed to gray. But earth tones are really coming back popular. The browns, the taupes, the beiges, those are really popular in a lot of different areas.
What kind of partnerships and celebrity collaborations is Universal Furniture doing right now? You always have these really cool people that are helping you advertise your company.
Yeah, we do. And what we're doing is funny because we do have the collaboration. Miranda Kerr is one of the designers that we actually have used in the past. There's always a lot of different designers and people that are personalities within the industry that they bring in and try to promote their brand. And they do a really good job of doing it. So yeah, it's fun.
Okay, so when you talk about celebrities, we're not talking about Taylor Swift, Sydney Sweeney. We're talking about well-known designers.
This is the furniture. Yes. This is the furniture industry, so we're not there yet. Maybe one day we'll bring you that.
Taylor Swift, right here on the KSL radio show. Hopefully we will be pitching that to Universal Furniture. We'll keep you stay tuned on that one. You're listening to KSL Real Estate Show. We'll be right back.
Welcome to the KSL Real Estate Show. Hear updates on the national and local Utah real estate markets. We cover residential and commercial properties. Plus, get inspiring ideas to make your house a home from our sponsor, Osmond Designs. Here's Heather Osmond and Jeff Kaplan on KSL News Radio.
Welcome to the KSL Real Estate Show. Thank you so much for listening. I'm Jeff Kaplan. Heather Osmond is here from Osmond Designs. Her stores are in Lehigh and Orem.
Yes, and we have fall out in our furniture stores, and it is so, so beautiful. We always love staying up to date on the latest and greatest trends in the industry. And today we are so happy because we get to have David Haydad with us on the show. He is a furniture rep for Universal Furniture all the way from Trinidad, Colorado. Thank you for making the trip here, David.
Yeah, you're welcome, Heather. It's great spending some time with you and sharing what Universal is doing with all your customers, all the listeners.
You've been in this industry for so many years. How many years?
I guess I said earlier, my family owned a furniture store, so it was all my life. So I've been a rep for about 30 some odd years. 33 years, but being involved in the furniture industry all my life.
You've definitely made yourself known as an expert in this industry. And Universal Furniture, what a great opportunity to represent such an incredible company.
It really is. Again, they provide such a great product and great support to the dealers and the designers that they really, it's really very grateful for doing this.
Let's talk about design and furniture trends in this segment, mm-hmm. David.
Sure.
What are some of the top furniture style trends you're seeing in 2025 so far?
So it's kind of funny, and we, regionally, the furniture industry is interesting because it's a very regional industry. You have different looks and different features that people are looking for. You have coastal, obviously, for the coastal area. You have more traditional in the south. One of the furniture trends that we're seeing here in the intermountain area is a little bit more of that mountain modern, a little more casual look, but still have a lot of wood grain, bringing in a lot of wood, bringing in some live edge product that you have available. So there's a lot of different trends, but in this region here, again, a little bit more of that casual, modern look, transitional, not really very, very contemporary. Some people do that, but we're seeing a little bit more of that transitional modern or mountain modern look in this area.
I think so too. And people just want to relax when they come home. We are all working so, so hard.
Right.
And when you come home, you just want it to be a place that you enjoy being. You need to love your home. Right. And that's another thing I love about Universal Furniture is you can have one frame on a sofa and it really can go across the entire country. Depending on the fabric that you put on that really can go coastal. Put some of the linens and the skirt on that, and
right.
Or it can go traditional because you can choose your leg and you can choose fabrics that can make that look very, very traditional. But then here in Utah, you can make that feel very casual and put a performance fabric on that with, you know, a chunky chenille or something that is very durable for families, and, you know, throw some great pillows on that and you have a whole different look.
You really can. And that's like you mentioned, that's a great thing about Universal and about having the selection, the special order availability, is you really can make it look the way you want to look and then also be able to live on it and not feel like it's not going to last with the traffic and the use that it gets.
For sure. Okay. Consumer demand. Let's talk about how it shifted in recent years. Are people buying differently than they used to?
They really are. It's amazing how COVID affected a lot of the consumer buying habits. And during COVID, it was much more of whatever was on the floor people would buy and they take and kind of accept what was on the floor because they knew it was going to take a lot longer because of supply chain issues. Now we've kind of seen that shift to where special order is more important to consumers, where they're willing to wait a little bit to get what they want. They want something that's going to obviously last for years and be a really good value for them. But they just want to make sure that it's something that they're going to, the colors they want, the comfort they want, the look they want. So it really has changed. And like we all know, COVID changed a lot of different things. And the furniture industry changed quite a bit with COVID. And I don't think it'll go back to where it was prior to COVID, just because of there's been so many dramatic changes.
Yeah, so I believe Utah used to be just a sea of brown is how I used to describe it, where everyone just wanted a big brown leather sofa or a sectional.
Right.
The dining tables were brown. The carpet was brown. The cabinets were brown. But now people are getting a little bolder and they're getting spicier and you're starting to see colored sofas. I mean, gorgeous pumpkin orange.
Yes.
People are ordering those, which I think is incredible. Navy blues, like you had mentioned previously, the moss greens are really popular right now. And those are still really great. I call them Ralph Lauren neutrals, where they're not going out of style. Those colors have always been on trend. And then you can change out the pillows or the rug and really, you know, change the entire feel of a room.
Exactly. And you're right. The colors that are, and I think that's the influence, like we talked about earlier, about with designers that we're using or people that are seeing things on the internet or different ideas that they're seeing, like you mentioned on Pinterest, is that they understand that it doesn't have to be, number one, matchy-matchy, and it doesn't have to be, frankly, boring. It can be a little bit more exciting. You can have some of that color in there. You can bring in a lot of look that, again, the people want for a personalized look. And it's something that will last a style that'll be, again, not to use a pun, but universal. And number two, timeless.
So true. Okay, one of my all-time favorite pieces that we buy from you, and we have sold, I don't even know how many to count. I've lost track, but it's a space-saving piece, and it's multifunctional, and it's a sofa table, and it has three stools underneath it. So almost every home, whether it be on the main floor or in the basement, It's so great to have a sofa table so you don't see the backside of an ugly sectional or a sofa. And then you put these three stools that tuck underneath that you can pull out at any time. Let me tell you a couple reasons why I love this one as well. Is it's beautiful. Second of all, it's out of the way and you always need additional seating. And it keeps all of your guests or your kids that want to eat their pizza or their ice cream while they're watching a football game. It keeps them off of your sectional or your sofa or your upholstery.
Right. That's a very functional piece. And it's funny that you mentioned that, because that was when you were talking about the piece that before you said this console or the sofa table, console table with three chairs. That's the one I was thinking. So it's kind of funny. So what we did, it is actually so popular that we now have it in three different finishes. We have a stone top, a wood top, and now a travertine top that we introduced in April. So it's, and you'll see it on the internet, universalfurniture.com or in catalogs. And then we also have an outdoor table that has the same features. And the functional use of that particular piece is outstanding. Like you mentioned, people can use it as a workspace. They can use it as an eating space. Kids can play games on it. So there's really just a great way of adding some extra seating hidden. And then again, very functional.
It's called the Mitchell console. So call up Osman Designs and we do have it in stock. There's a gorgeous piece that is wood and it has almost a pewter bronze leg to it. Mm-hmm. There's another version of it that has a white top with gold legs. That's absolutely beautiful. And then, like you said, the travertine version is stunning as well. And we have those in stock and you can pick one up today.
Yeah, they're great.
Okay, let's also talk about how is Universal staying cutting edge on design shifts, because there's a lot of furniture manufacturers and I feel like a lot of them just knock each other off. But you guys are one of the industry leaders that likely a lot of these other manufacturers are trying to impersonate.
Yeah, I think we are. And the reason we do, the way we do that is because we have a design leader or design team in each category. So we have a design team for the upholstery, we have a design team for bedroom and dining room, we have a design team for accent pieces, and obviously they all work together because they kind of have to correlate the room and the look together. But that's really one way that they're able to come up with different ideas, different looks, different features, and like you mentioned, kind of stay on the forefront. And we really always want to be kind of designer and fashion forward with this look. So again, it is something that you're not going to see really cookie cutter. You may see some elements in other lines, but it's not going to be a cookie cutter line, you know, that you see some other places.
So true. What are some of the biggest challenges facing Universal and other furniture manufacturers right now? Hot on the press is tariffs, right? Everyone's talking about that.
It is. And that's really kind of a topic that we've had for a few months now. And it is really kind of, that is a topic that we are all trying to kind of digest. And the great thing about Universal is we are fully integrated. And this is one thing that makes us unique, is that we own our factories abroad. So we're fully integrated. We have full quality control. And then we also balance out that with having some domestic production. Like I mentioned earlier, we have a factory in North Carolina that you can do special order, either upholstered beds, and a lot of seating pieces. So we really do try to balance that out. And some manufacturers, frankly, that don't have that balance are in a kind of a tough spot right now. And they're kind of really kind of trying to react instead of being kind of a little bit more forward thinking, where Universal, I believe, is a little bit more that forward thinking.
Are you a little bit less susceptible to tariffs because you own overseas and own here?
That's a great question. And yes, that's 100% correct. We don't have to, obviously, every time you have somebody touch the product or touch the furniture, either through manufacturing or assembly or whatever that process may be, they're going to add a little bit of cost to it. So when we have that availability to have that full integration from kind of materials all the way to out the door, we are able to better handle that, those increases of tariffs or talk of tariffs.
Prices have gone up generally already to this point, just raw materials, et cetera. But you think you can forego a lot of the tax, the tariff that's going to be to come?
I agree. I do. I believe, Jeff, one thing that we're doing, and Heather can attest to this, is that we are sharing some of that tariff with our customers. So we're not taking that tariff and passing that burden on to retailers that, you know, that could be passed on to consumers. We are sharing in that expense. So I think that's another way that we show how good of a partner we are with our designers and retailers, of how we're not just kind of just passing the buck along down the, you know, down this, down the river. So
how are labor costs affecting all of this? It seems like, you know, there's material costs, but also labor costs are creating quite a challenge.
It is. And you know that, and the great thing about having that is that being a domestic manufacturer is the labor cost for assembling and tufting and producing upholstery is much more of an art, is much more an art as opposed to just a kind of assembly line. So we do have a really a lot of great people that work for us, and but the labor costs are going up. But again, that's something that we're trying to pass along through a lot of different sharing costs.
I'm Heather Osmond with Jeff Kaplan, joined today by David Haydad from Universal Furniture. In the next segment, we'll talk about the broader furniture industry, the challenges, opportunities, and what it means for both businesses and consumers. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
We're back with the KSL Real Estate Show, sponsored by Osmond Designs on KSL News Radio.
Welcome back to the Real Estate Show. Glad you're listening. I'm Jeff Kaplan, along with Heather Osmond from Osmond Designs. Her stores are in Lehi and Orem.
Yes, they are. And it is beautiful in our stores. I love walking in. I love the smells. I love the sights of fall. It's absolutely stunning. And it's always fun to just bring a little bit of that to your own personal home. Mm-hmm. Today, we have had David Haydad on the show with us. He is from Trinidad, Colorado, and he is a representative of Universal Furniture, one of the top leading furniture brands in the entire country. And you have collections that really go across all markets, all price points, all design styles, whatever your tastes are. This is for your mom. This is for you. This is for your kids. Such a great, great brand. One of our favorites at Osmond Designs. David, thanks so much for joining us on the show.
You're welcome. It's been a pleasure being here with you. And yeah, we do really do. We have about 20 different collections, case good collections. We have a lot of different varieties of upholstery, sectionals, sofas, accent chairs, a lot of different sizes. So anything that, really, like you mentioned, that can be in any consumer needs, we can fit.
And your prices are always the best. For the quality, I mean, there's a lot of brands that you'll see these gorgeous catalogs and magazines that are shipped to your home, and you just think, oh, that's so beautiful, I need to buy that. And they're expensive, mm-hmm. and you bring it in, and the quality's not good.
Right. And it's so funny that the furniture industry is such a unique industry that way. You can make a less than good quality product look really good with some fabric, and it's sometimes hard for the consumer because you look at it and you're looking at this variety of price points and you're like, really, what's the difference? And you really have to go in, kind of lift up the hood, if you will, in more of an automobile phrase, lift up the hood and see what's actually in and what you're going to be sitting on. Because again, they can make some things, furniture manufacturing, make sofas and different product look really good. But if you don't know what's underneath the fabric or the veneer of this wood, that will definitely changes how the product's going to perform over the years.
And when you order something online and you get it in, it's a little bit harder to return that sofa. You can't just drop that off at the UPS store and have them ship that back for you. So I'm always an advocate of shop brick and mortar, shop local, support your local owners that are working really, really hard to provide this incredible product. And you always get them standing behind it. And so you get the warranty benefit of that as well.
Exactly. And I think that's so important, you know, with these days and age of online shopping, you know, you don't really get a chance to test out the product and actually see how comfortable it is. Because again, pictures can make things look really, really comfortable. But you really, I think as a consumer, I would advise any consumer, you really want to make sure that the seat depth's correct, the seat height's correct, the arm height's correct, because all those things make a really big difference in how you're going to sit in the product. And you know, one thing that's done interesting I'm a very tall person and not every sofa is going to fit me. You know, different sizes, obviously he's going to fit differently. So you want to make sure that it's custom sit, you know, really sits well for you.
Sure.
I went through this experience twice. I bought a sofa months ago and I was really meticulous about the depth of the sofa, how much you're kicking back. But in my house, I have nothing really to compare it to. So I don't know what the proper depth is. It's on a wing and a prayer you order. I ordered some chairs, some upholstered chairs for my office. Mm-hmm. And I nailed it. I mean, I nailed it. And you know what? We sat on them 3 times and the dogs scratched them to pieces.
Oh.
Like that. And now I need new chairs. There's a lot of cheap stuff out there.
There again, like it's funny. There's a lot of different quality levels of quality, and you know, with consumers with their hard-earned money, like we mentioned earlier, you really want to have something that's going to last for years to go.
For sure. Okay, advice for homeowners: buy quality, and oftentimes you do need to sit in it. You need to feel it. You need to touch it, and you need to check the scale to make sure that it all works.
One other piece, and I don't mean to interrupt you, Heather. One other thing that I would advise consumers is, you know, do take advantage of the designers that have the talents of putting together colors and looks and textures and making your space the most, you know, the best use of that space. I think a lot of people try to either cram too much into a room or take not put enough in. And, you know, we talked earlier about those parade homes. You know, those parade homes are done by designers. And, you know, that's really a great service that I know you provide and your team provides, Heather.
Thank you so much, David Haydad from Trinidad, Colorado, furniture rep for Universal Furniture. And last but not least, we definitely want to give a shout out to Central Bank, who is the sponsor of the KSL Real Estate Show. We love you, Central Bank. Please support them. They have the most incredible local banks that are located all across the Wasatch Front. Thanks again for joining us today. We'll be back next week on the KSL Real Estate Show. See you next week.
It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on kslpodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.